Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Thursday morning. Gasoline prices went up a bit over the past week. There are fundamental reasons why. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas explains.
Our stocks of oil and gas were reduced by 2.8 billion barrels over the past week. On a national average, we went up 1 cent to $2.61 a gallon. And here in Kansas, the average price increased 2 cents up to $2.37.
Kansas gas still 10 cents cheaper than it was this time last year. The 11th cheapest gas in the nation. Stewart says, traditionally, gas is cheapest in the winter, and we could see some volatility as we get closer to the holiday driving season.
Authorities say a man who reported a hostage situation at a Manhattan elementary school apparently fabricated the story to gain notoriety. Riley County Police say the man called for help shortly before 1 in the morning Wednesday, saying he was inside Lee Elementary School in Manhattan with a hostage. Police say the man also called TV stations, stating that he had committed several felony crimes and was holding a person in the building at gunpoint.
The 2020 Democratic presidential field grows again.
An ally of former President Obama, Deval Patrick, was reportedly courted to run by several former White House officials, including senior Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett last year, but he declined to, citing concerns about the strains his family would have to endure because of a campaign. But in an apparent change of heart, Fox News has learned the former Massachusetts governor appears ready to make a bid, as polls in early states like Iowa and New Hampshire show support for former President Joe Biden is fading. Patrick plans to personally file to place his name on New Hampshire was first in the nation primary ballot sometime before the 5 p.m. Friday deadline. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Police in Atlanta determining that some victims were actually the criminals.
It was initially a road rage incident on Interstate 85 in Metro Atlanta, where a group of people in a car say someone shot up their vehicle as they exited the highway and turned onto a street. A 16-year-old inside that car was actually killed. After an investigation, cops figured out that group really tried to rob someone, and that was the person who fired into the car. Now three of the uninjured occupants of the vehicle have been arrested and are charged with murder and attempted robbery. The shooter, by the way, is still on the loose. John Saucier, Fox News.
National Philanthropy Day is a chance to recognize and pay tribute to people in the community who are helping to make a difference.
The Wichita chapter will celebrate those who have been nominated and selected from our community on Friday during a luncheon at the Hyatt Regency. Yolanda and Gene Camarena are being recognized as this year's outstanding philanthropist. Yolanda says that most of what they do is share what they have learned, and it begins with a good education.
All it takes is one person to believe in you, to help you start believing in yourself. And whether it's a scholarship or a mentor or a teacher or whatever it is, it had a great impact on both Gene and I. And because of that, it really started from there, knowing that it's important to really help those students to see the opportunity that education can have for them.
To register for the morning workshop and luncheon hosted by Steve and Ted from KNSS, or to learn more about the Association of Fundraising Professionals, click on the link in our news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy sky early on, we will be sunny and a bit cooler today. Our high 49, clear and cold tonight, our low 28, and then sunny and windy on Friday with a high 56, and temperatures will stay in the upper 50s throughout the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and 37 degrees. 6:34 here on this Thursday morning with Steve and Ted. Police in Alabama say a convenience store clerk used a broom to fight off a knife-wielding man trying to steal from a cash register. Birmingham police are still searching for the suspect who is accused of entering a store early Monday and approaching the counter as if he was going to make a purchase. That's when the suspect pulled a knife, tried to jump behind the counter. Security camera video shows the man trying to get into the register before the clerk scrambles around the corner with a broom, swatting him until he runs away. Police say nobody was injured, but the suspect was able to grab a few items on the way out the door. It probably has some broom burns on him. There.
Glad that Witchy Poo was able to fend off that would-be.
Tell you what, some people, give them anything that makes a good weapon. Brooms, you know. Here's a story for you. The trio of castaway cows discovered on North Carolina's Outer Banks, where they apparently washed up, after swimming for miles to escape Hurricane Dorian's storm surge.
Oh, my.
Cape Lookout National Seashore officials think the stranded cows swam up to 5 miles during the September storm before being found near Cape Lookout this month. The cows belong to a herd that roams freely on Cedar Island across the Sound. When Dorian generated an 8-foot mini tsunami, it washed them and dozens of other animals away.
Oh, no.
Including 28 wild horses that died. Apparently, the horses couldn't swim.
They didn't swim, but
as well
cows
as the cows.
Could.
Cows can swim.
They're
I didn't know.
The cow paddle.
Yeah. All right. Or the utter stroke. A seashore spokesman said the cows are grazing peacefully after a harrowing feat of survival, but they need to go home.
Probably doing it sitting down.
Official says the cows might have to be sedated before the boat trip. You think?
Get some Benadryl.
Here, boss, get on this
poor
boat
things. That's a very moving story.
It is. I didn't know cows could swim.
Apparently,
most animals can.
You got to survive. Yeah. You do what you got to do to survive.
The only thing, throw them in the deep end and they'll swim. Or not. Hyatt Hotels is the latest hotel company to say it's removing small bottles from its bathrooms in an effort to reduce waste. Hyatt says it is shifting to large multi-use bottles for shampoo, conditioner, bath gel, and lotion at its 875 hotels worldwide. The Chicago-based company says the transition will be complete by June of 2021, so I guess you have a dispenser in every room now. Hyatt's also cutting down on the use of plastic water bottles at meetings and events and increasing the number of water stations in its hotels so guests can refill their own bottles. Marriott International and the Holiday Inn owner IHG announced similar moves in August. So this is a trend that's going on. How about that? 6:36, Steve and Ted. Are they
still going to charge you $5 if you open up the plastic water bottle that's in your room?
I don't know. Those little bottles, you know, you ever bring those home when you go, most people, I guess.
What, like the little shampoo little and conditioner in the shower?
Yeah.
Sure.
How about you, people with cabinets are just full of those things? How about you, Don Grant has like a trailer full at his house?
I do.
He does. Because he's pretty cheap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I am.
Yes. We're going to let Don talk on the radio here in a few minutes. But...
Well, you know, I'm the paying for the room, and I open it up and I use a little fraction of what's in there. They're going to throw it away.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm going to take it home with me.
They are. They're just going to throw it away.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, here's Don Grant.
Let me tell you the trick.
Okay.
Is that when you're checking out,
yeah,
and there's always the carts in the hallway,
yeah,
grab about 20 of them there.
Oh, really?
And then when you get home, you just squeeze them into your big bottle at home. You see?
Done.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's my tip for the day.
So you mean those people are out there doing the rooms and they've got the cart out there?
Yeah.
And whether or not looking, you can steal a couple of dozen towels as well.
Yeah, they're busy inside the room cleaning.
Some towels, and I bet you haven't bought toilet paper
in
30 years.
Well, you know, if you ever want a bathrobe.
Way to go, Don.
You know, because if it's missing from your room, you know, if it's missing from your room, then they know you took it. But
Don,
if you take it off the cart, they don't know where it went.
Don, we should start a new segment called Don the Traveling Man. Don Grant on the road.
He's the Artful Dodger over there.
The Artful Dodger. How to scam the hotels. All right. 6:38, Steve and Ted. Time for our K&SS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. After trading higher for over 2 months, the cattle complex Wednesday suffered their largest setback with triple-digit losses. There was no fresh price negative news to go along with the sell-off. There was cash cattle trade yesterday in Kansas and Texas at 114 and 115, which is equal to last week's trade. Lean hog futures started the session higher and ended negative yesterday. On the close, December live cattle, $1.65 lower, 118.10. Jan feeders down $4.30 at 142.82. And December lean hogs down $1.60 at 63.12. The wheat futures had big upside on Tuesday. fall back yesterday. The wheat corrected low yesterday as there was no strong reason for Tuesday's upside. The corn and the soybeans also closed negative yesterday. At the moment, December KC wheat's up a half a penny. I had 425 and a quarter. December corn up 3/4 of a penny at 376. In January, soybeans down a penny and 3/4 at 913 and a half. December crude oil trading 51 cents higher, 5763. December gold up $6.40 at 1469.70. December S&P 5 1/4 points lower at 3090 1/4. December dollar index 4 cents higher at 98.26. And December Dow Jones futures holding 36 points lower at 27,725. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Tom, you heard our story a minute ago about the three cows stranded out on the Outer Banks. They had swum out there.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. The three of them, they were in a tsunami, came from the hurricane, so they just swam. They were washed out, and they just swam about 5 miles out and got onto a little island out there.
Okay.
Were you aware that cows can swim?
Not 5 miles. I were not aware they could swim that far.
But you knew they could swim. I mean, right?
Well, honestly, I have never seen one swim very far.
I haven't either. Yeah. I think because those hooves, I mean, they're not made for, you know, they're not very good paddles, you know.
No, no, they're nothing like the feet on a duck. They're not webbed.
Right. They don't have duck feet on a cow. Okay.
Right.
Ted, what were we going to bring up about the cow swimming? Or something about, you know, that would, the cow ponds. You have cow ponds, right? Do they take a bath in there? Don't are cows basically people, you know, the kind of animals that like to stay clean? Or do you know anything about that?
Well, usually when you see them out in the water, like out in the pond, they're usually out there just cooling off on a hot day.
Okay. So you have no insight into cow swimming then, huh?
None whatsoever.
Well, you watched Lonesome Dove on TV, I'm sure. Lonesome
sure.
Dove. Those guys were swimming those cows across rivers
right,
all the time.
Yeah.
What was that John Wayne movie I like so much, Ted? Red River?
Red River.
Yeah. Come to think of it, cows are good swimmers, okay?
Well, I guess they can swim a short distance, but I don't know how far they can go. 5 miles seems like a pretty good stretch.
Good name for a baseball team, the Swimming Cows, huh?
Yeah, it might be better than the one they picked.
All right, here we go. You live in Augusta. You don't have a say in this, okay?
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet.
All right. Thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with some hotel advice. No, he's a reluctance to take money out of the house. Don's going to tell us about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.